Zoomer Radio and a couple of big hits from the mid-80s, Doug and the Slugs and Dire Straits. On the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, brand new Ipsos survey confirms how many of us feel that riding public transit in Toronto is different these days. Nearly half of us don't feel safe when we travel alone by subway, bus, or streetcar. Violent incidents in the last few months have tainted the TTC's reputation. Our guest is Sheila Pizzi-Allen, Executive Director of Grassroots Advocacy Group, TTC Riders. Welcome back to the show, Sheila.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Sheila. I guess the good news in this Ipsos poll is that people in other Canadian cities are feeling safe on transit. So that begs the question, what has led to the safety disconnect in Toronto with the TTC?
Well, unfortunately, safety issues are not new. And since the very beginning of the pandemic, there was an increase in the number of incidents. There has been an increase since the beginning of the pandemic. But there hasn't necessarily been a big jump in the last few months, just more reporting on it. So, you know, when the TTC hasn't yet released the number of incidents for this January or February, but there's certainly the perception that the TTC is less safe. And it's really concerning to see in that polling how many people are avoiding public transit because many people don't have another option. And it really means that people might be missing class if they're a college student or, you know, skipping out on important activities and really, the impacts are huge.
Yeah, I'm talking to people who, you know, have taken the subway for years and they end up going down into the subway system and standing with their backs against the wall now waiting for their train to arrive. It's just different.
Yeah, I think that the, you know, part of it is the reporting on the issue, but the increase in safety incidents themselves are not new. But when you look at the numbers for each month, they really fluctuated throughout the pandemic. And the last, you know, we haven't seen the data from January and February, but the last reported month in December, we've seen months earlier in the pandemic that had even more incidents. So I think the important thing is that now we're talking about safety and we need to take it seriously. And we'd like to see some solutions, you know, based on evidence. So what we've seen so far in the TTC that we're concerned about is that the TTC is actually making service cuts. And those aren't going to make the TTC any safer. You could be waiting, you know, up to 8 minutes late at night. And there's really safety in numbers. So if there are fewer people taking transit, more people avoiding it, fewer people can rely on it, that's a safety issue. And we'd like to see more supportive staff, like in Calgary or LA, and really make the TTC a friendlier, more welcoming place so that more people will feel safe riding it.
So, Sheila, the City of Toronto operational budget is a done deal. And just prior to that, as you know, 80 Toronto police officers uniformed were put on the subway system. Based on the fact that this is the way it's going to be going forward, how effective is that strategy? I know you weren't thinking it would be very effective from the onset.
Thinking back to how the budget unfolded, the, you know, former Mayor John Tory used his strong mayor powers to push through his budget. There was little debate on, you know, the security measures. They weren't recommended by staff, and we didn't have a lot of details about how much they would cost until after the budget was approved. The good news is that, you know, there was $500,000 added to mental health outreach workers, but it was only enough to fund 3 outreach workers and 1 nurse. And by contrast, there's $1.7 million a month is the cost of those 80 overtime police officers. And we don't know where that funding is going to come from moving forward. And it's not really a measure based on evidence. We know that what really prevents violence is community supports. And so, yeah, there's been a lack of transparency. And safety is a really important issue. Everyone deserves to feel safe, but we need to take it seriously by making sure we are advancing evidence-based solutions that work. We don't even see the data publicly for January and February so far this year.
Okay. In the meantime, though, how do we feel safer? What can we do?
Yeah, I think that polling really showed some of the ways that people are trying to keep themselves safe and feel safer. The problem is it shouldn't be up to individuals to, you know, make the transit system safer, right? It should be the City of Toronto making changes so that everyone feels safe. And so I think, you know, we're looking ahead to the mayoral by-election and we'll be asking every candidate if they will commit to reversing service cuts and making investments in the kind of community supports that we need and making the TTC safe and accessible for everyone. And it's a really big problem that we, you know, in this polling that people are avoiding transit when the TTC has been having so much trouble winning riders back. So this is a really important issue that we'll be asking candidates about in the election.
Mm-hmm. Sheila Pizey-Allen, Executive Director of Grassroots Advocacy Group TTC Riders. Thanks as always, Sheila.
Thanks for having me.